Once upon a time, three gentlemen sat around the table at a socially distant distance, making a podcast for your ears. Hey everybody, this is Full Spectrum Cycling, number 57.
57?
57.
Did you 57? Yet, not yet. Nope. God willing, I'll make it to 57 in July. Sister didn't make it to 56, though.
Yeah, that is a bummer, man. Yeah. So sorry.
Sorry about that.
Sister passed away, folks. Super bummer. Love that girl. Give her a little shout-out on the podcast, love.
Yeah, absolutely.
So today we got JK in the studio.
Hello, hello.
Got Tony Berger over yonder.
Hello.
As far away as the
audio. Look at how much further I can go.
Oh, the Audio Technica cord can go.
I'm still going.
Oh, that's that's a good 15 feet, 12 feet.
That's probably 12 plus.
A solid 12 feet right there.
Solid 12 feet.
Yeah, but your hydration station is so far away from
you. Yeah, now you're going to have to come back into the...
Best laid plans, brother.
Yeah.
I'm willing to risk it for beer.
Well, we got a little bit of a late start today. I hope nobody called in. Probably not. Probably there's probably no danger.
If you did, call back.
There's no danger of that, probably. But we had a couple of folks in looking at fat bikes. Kind of crazy. Fat bikes. It seems like this is fat bike season now. It's been very fat bike busy lately. Our buddy Sam picked himself up a Wyatt Maverick fat bike.
It's very sexy.
Very nice. His brought his buddy in today to look at another one. And a good three of the titanium Chumba fat bike frames are making their way out of the shop. So I think all we've got left is an extra large, I believe. One. What? If you snooze it, you lose it, is apparently the theory there.
And you're super tall.
And then you would still have at least one left to... Yeah. There's a couple boxes in the back. I think those are road frames, though. They're not fat bike frames.
Titanium frames?
No. No, we don't have any of those yet. Although I was drooling over the Tarlingua from Chumba the other day, thinking that we have too many titanium mountain bikes and or fat bikes in here and not enough road representation. So that might be on the plate for later in the year. That said, we got a lot of these Zen AR-45 frames, which are growlers in schlick parlance, but those
could be good road frames.
There's a kick-ass frame. I would only get titanium because I like the color. And my shop needs more Thai bikes in it. Mm-hmm. Our shop, to be fair.
To be fair!
To be fair!
This is the people's shop.
Oh, jeez.
Actually, right now, it's the bikes shop. They have taken over this place.
There's a lot of freaking bikes in the shop right now, Gregory.
Well, there's a lot of people wanting to get their bikes ready for the coming season, and I have a hard time saying no, but pretty soon the shop is just going to say no because it's going to belch these out the front door and say, more bikes.
Plus, we got to get the stereo hooked up.
Stereo's hooked up, but it's not...
Right, it sounds great, but it's got to be pleasantly stacked.
Yeah, it needs to be off the floor for one thing. Yeah. That was after the podcast? When was that? Oh, we were here after a ride or something.
And speaker fell off.
We were
last week the podcast.
These are ELAC debut 5.2s or whatever. They're nice speakers.
See the speaker notes.
They were see them in the speaker notes. They were rocking. We were rocking so hard, one of them vibrated itself off the speaker stand.
Oh hell yeah!
And fell face first onto the floor and. Fortunately, it had its grill on, so the actual drivers didn't get damaged, but the grill took the brunt of the blow. Like
speaker also did not miss a beat.
Did not.
It kept right on going. Right. It's like, I'm all right.
It's like your teeth when you get into a
drunken
fight.
Drunken fat boy.
They take the brunt of the fist. It's sort of the same thing. it's nice listening to vinyl again. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I kind of wish you guys. I saw JK's been on Kim West's show from time to time, watching on the 10:15 in the Central Standard Time Zone internet coffee shop. He seems to almost always have a stout for breakfast, a breakfast stout.
Nice. Well, they are breakfast stouts after all.
Yep.
I was going to shout out because he did the Muddy Waters little info, you know, where the Stones came up and played with Muddy Waters, and that was a really great one.
I bet Muddy was thrilled as fuck to have the Stones up there.
They weren't anyone at the time, but
maybe sarcasm doesn't work on the radio. Yeah. But he's probably like, "What are them damn boys doing up there? They're playing my music, damn it." So one thing that I wish would happen in Kim's show, though, is that I could play the audio that he's playing through my stereo system while I'm listening to the show, because he's been playing some good stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
If you get bored and it's 10:15 in the morning and you're wondering what the heck to do, I'd check out Kim West Radio. It's not on the Radio Cycling Show page, but it's his Kim West page. I think we're up to 30 listeners. Wow.
Was it?
Not today, but recently, like last Friday, I think.
Wow.
So watch Kim. And hey, what do you folks think about JK and Tony and I doing this Facebook Live-y? I was kind of wondering, since, you know, could we set something up, and then somebody could be the watcher of comments.
Oh, dude.
And the wagger of fingers. Hey, look at that mask JK's got. Oh, is that the one my daughter made you?
It is.
Nice.
And I finally dialed it in, so it works correctly.
Oh, good.
Not with the cans on, but.
Right, right.
Kind of.
Yeah. So let me grab this one.
But I can't drink my beer with it.
I've kind of been on a mask buying spree just to see how people do them. The one I'm holding, I'll have a picture of it in the show notes, is made by a local lady, Dan Kubinski. Hipped me to her. He's the singer from Die Kreuzen back in the olden days. And now in Go Go Slow, which is another kick-ass band. So this nice lady on the south side makes them. You Venmo her the money, pick out a fabric, which this is kick-ass black and white ghosty thing, or peppers. I don't know what all those things are, but it looked cool, so I took it. And she makes it for you and says they're ready, and there's a little bin on her porch, and you pick it up out of the bin and go on your merry way, and you never physically interact. But that was kind of cool. And she has a neat D-ring kind of an arrangement on there, kind of like a motorcycle helmet strap to do the tensioning of the thing. And bonus, you'll see in the photo, this thing covers my entire beard. It just doesn't make for good radio talking.
Oh, it's not too. Yeah, it's a little muffled.
Yeah, a little muffled.
That's why I'm taking mine.
I think I have mine in my mole.
Yeah,
so
you do.
Anyway. So
you have
she's
to enunciate a little bit crisper,
so
you won't have to worry about spittling.
So our buddy Dave Puck's sister Ruth made the nice gesture of sending her favorite bike shop a nice little Venmo treat, and I used some of that Venmo treat to buy this mask locally, which I thought was a nice way to turn some stuff around.
She's so cool.
Thank you, Ruth. You're the best. You've got free labor. Yeah, Puck. I like to say, fuck that puck.
I'd rather not.
But I've also kind of been perusing for cycling-oriented businesses that are also making masks, and not like huge ones like Kitspo's doing a really big thing, and they're doing a bunch of them and blah, blah, blah. But some of the places that make bags, like North Street, Swerve with their clothing, Ove Negra. I am very bad at saying black sheep in Spanish. Ovia Negra. Oh, I had it before. Ovaja. Say it with me.
Yeah.
Whatever. There you go. Those guys, Andrew the Maker, Oru Case, all these folks are making masks, and I have links into the show notes for you to check them out. A lot of them are very limited production because of their ability to produce, but they all have slightly different designs, and if we're going to be going through this either for a longer time now or in the future at some distant date, having these things on hand wouldn't be a bad call. And you're supporting United States businesses making United States products in the United States of United America States.
Team America.
America.
Team America.
America. Tremendous Team America.
Fuck yeah. So, yeah, check out those links. I think any of them seemed to be pretty well thought out, and I'm just kind of waiting to see the execution. But, I mean, we know the bags from these folks. They're all good things. And I can't believe that making a simple mask could be any harder than making a kick-ass frame bag or some nice pants for your butt. Exactly. You're going to want to go ahead and check those out.
Chicken
butt. Hey, today is 4/22, but what was Monday?
It was 4/22.
It's 4/20 also. So Earth Day is 4/22. Yeah, I kind of missed that, but I knew that from previous years, and then it just escaped me. So 4/20, boy, wait, Zito and I did a nice little roll around town 4/20 day.
Nice.
Thing.
I did the Code Monkeys viewing. Ate like I gluttonously went through jelly bean jelly bellies.
Oh.
Sour worms. Yeah, it was a cavalcade of, I'm like, why not? And then on an interesting downer note, not even downer, just annoying note, I had the cops go to my damn house.
Again?
Yeah.
Do they like just visiting or?
No. This was another neighborly dispute.
It wasn't because Kim had a missing puzzle piece and they had to go try and locate the 500th piece of the 499 piece puzzle?
No, this was the doofus getting up on my porch as I was having a smoke so he could put up a little sign by the number that says side door, which makes no damn sense or whatever. People are grown-ass adults. But all the same, I was done with my smoke, and he wasn't done doing whatever arts and crafts he was on my porch. And so the front door was open, and he was in my way. So he did a little tumbly on the porch.
Uh-oh.
Which he consequently then gave the...
Called the police and said, yeah, you're
assaulting. I was like, assaulted or whatever.
So did you get an assault charge?
No. Hell no. I mean, how?
Did he trip over his shoelace?
Yeah.
They're crying out loud.
I mean, just the doofus. What the hell?
That's just, what a waste of time.
Yeah. If it weren't for being such a kick-ass location, I would, you should just do something to get him move the hell out of there.
It's not going to take much. I'm just saying that. There's a, it was a buzzkill for part of that 420, but.
Even before 420, we all did a ride on 418.
Yeah.
418. There's a lot
the
wind, of
the gusty
everything.
Oh,
we call that the that was a gusty Saturday.
That was 4/19 as well.
Was it? That's right. You guys went on 19.
Yeah, so it was definitely a big wind out of the south on Saturday and a big wind out of the north on Sunday. I mean, we're talking like 35, 40 miles an hour. It was not a joke. It was wind. And unfortunately, as you probably well know, unless you live in Iowa, where there's not a whole lot out there in the western half to block the wind and you can get a good tailwind going. It doesn't just come from one direction. It comes from all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Kicking on the side most of the...
Still a good ride, though. I mean, got a lot of good miles
ride.
In.
Good ride. Went way down south.
Yeah.
That was a good day. Any day on a bike's a good day, but that was a good
absolutely.
Day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's a good day. We should do that again.
Adult beverages and kept safe distance.
Mm-hmm.
Saw neighbor Sean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got the bridge shot.
Did Kim's daughter's residency tour of the Bayview and Tippecanoe, St. Francis zone. It was like, okay, and there. And wow. You know, I'm not even in the lead here. This is just incidental. This is hilarious.
I understand that Rushmore Record Store has a scavenger hunt going on.
Oh. I did see something about that.
Like to learn a little more. Apparently, it's a Bayview thing, so it's like a Bayview thing.
Bayview, I heard, is like L.A.
Is that like L.A. down there? We're San Francisco here in River West, and they're L.A. down there.
Well, we're digressing Bayview. Into everything.
And then there's Vacaville in between, that would be...
I just have to, because time's running out, people. Time's running out to get yourself a baby maker.
Wait, still?
And I'm going to say this every week because I think it's going to go on for like months yet. But I was not aware of the fact that not only can you get a baby maker, you can get a baby maker pro.
Oh,
does that have more battery power?
No, it's got disc brakes.
Oh, right on.
but
I think you're doing more for baby maker sales than just about anyone. They should start sending checks your way.
That would be fine, but
if they have an affiliate program.
No,
we should,
I don't want to be associated
sign up for that.
With somebody that came up with the idea of naming a bike.
I saw the buff woman riding the bike.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
I had not seen that before, but that's blatantly buff woman.
Yeah, that's, you know.
I guess. I don't know. They're
no helmet.
They're from California.
That's total model. I've never ridden a bike up until,
seemed a little sketchy on it.
Yeah, it anyway.
But at least there's one baby maker in that photo.
But what gets you to the pro level is what I want to know. I mean, how many babies do you have to make to get to pro?
I got two.
Let's see.
Semi-pro.
Maybe you're semi-pro.
You
know?
Yeah. You got one and one, which is kind of like...
Half pro?
I don't know.
It's a minor league?
Chime in the comments. What makes you a real baby maker? By cracky, I just don't know. So I finally had a conversation with Chris from the Psychic Derailleur, which is a bike shop down in Indianapolis. And he is doing, or has been doing for a good year and a half, basically an appointment-only bike shop. And I had heard about the shop, I think, from Aaron Domeyer from Surly, and had wanted to talk to Chris for quite a while because being a small shop, I'm not opposed to this idea of being by appointment for the vast majority of the work we do, and wanted to touch base with him and see how it was going. And he owned a 9,000 square foot big bike shop for 16 years and has been working in the business for a long, long time before that. And so he's been there and done that as far as the big shops go, and thought if he couldn't do it the way he wanted to do it now, he just wouldn't be doing it anymore. So he seems to think it's going okay. I'm interested in the model because with how current COVID, you know, shutdown stuff is going on, we are by appointment only, and by cracky, we're having a great month. People are, you know, they're making appointments, they're coming in, they're purposefully showing up at the shop,
right,
and either shooting the shit or talking business or buying stuff. And I like it. I'm not sure that we're going to go back to a traditional open the doors up for 80 hours a week and have people walk through the door.
I agree.
I'm not sure that's going to be the way that it will work. I have this new vision. I've had this vision before. I think I probably said it on the radio of a bike shop with no bikes in it.
You have.
But I have a new idea.
You may have said it on this show before.
I think I've said it on this show. So we have the big warehouse space up the street, and my theory here now is to have the vast majority of the bikes up there nicely displayed, not just randomly put into the warehouse like they are now, and use the very small retail shop as a kind of
meet
a gateway.
And greet.
Kind of a meet and greet.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to look? Oh,
what kind of bikes
yeah,
are you thinking about?
We got those right down. Let's just take a little ride over there.
Yeah.
On our electric, rental bikes or whatever. Yeah. See what's going on over there.
That sounds like
far and away.
Either sounds like a great idea or a bait and switch. I can't tell.
Oh, I don't know. I would like to be able to teleport because then we could have really cheap space that's big somewhere besides here, and then you just teleport there and you're good to go.
Hot air balloon.
You know what's almost as good as teleporting? An electric bike.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They're kind of like teleporting because you go twice as fast.
Yeah.
It's not the speed of light, but it's good.
It's fast.
I did order up a couple of kits. Tony's all excited because one of them's going to go on his bike.
That's right. What color did you order it in?
What?
What color?
What do you mean, what color? Electric colored.
Electric blue.
It's electric colored. It's all electron-y looking. I think the hubs are black, actually. Okay, so I don't know that they give you a choice on the hub color,
they do.
Actually.
They do. That's what I was wondering.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Black or silver?
I'd like to disagree with you.
Okay.
You might be able to do that somewhere else.
Oh, okay. Grin's got them as...
You know, the thing I like about Grin, if you're looking for e-bike stuff and you're not in our local area, or if you are, is that just about everything they sell, while other people sell a similar product, they have made improvements to. So when you see a hub motor that they have said, well, that's pretty good hub motor, but it'd be even better if you did this. And then the company, Bafang or whoever, does it for them. Yeah. Same thing with their controllers. You know, they make their own high-end controller, but their kind of base-level controllers our, you know, firmware that they develop, and they go, bam, that's what we want.
Yep.
Who's sneaking in there? Look like freaking James right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freaking James got his guitar. Hippies are not allowed in store. JK is going to have to go let the hippie James in.
The hippie James.
Actually, he's not the true hippie James. The true hippie James I saw on voting day over by Riverside High School.
Huh?
Which, by the way,
have
how
you
many
got Corona yet?
That how many Corona cases have you heard from all the poor people that had 19? To go out there and brave
19?
The
yeah, that's a crack of shiz with that.
Lock
was.
That door there, hippie.
Yeah, that is
watch
exactly.
Watch out for the turntable with your guitar there, crackhead. God damn it. So all these people can't vote by mail because I think
their ballot didn't arrive on
right time. In Fox Point, they got returned to the City Hall when lots of them, I don't know if it's thousands, hundreds anyway, though. Anyway, so these folks can't go absentee ballot because of the COVID business, and they go stand in line. Normally, Milwaukee has close to 200 polling places. They had 5.
Yep.
So people wait in line for hours, and something like, what is it? I mean, I heard 7, but it's higher now.
I heard it was 17 or 19 today now confirmed.
That have,
but they don't know if they can, they did not definitively trace them back, but they
some
suspect.
They have, I think, and so
yeah, they suspect.
A bunch of fuckery is what it was.
Yeah, I think. And
speaking
again,
of
I'm
fuckery,
sorry.
James just showed up.
I honestly think that this should be, you should be able to sue or at least, no, you should be able to sue certain individuals that allowed in-person voting to happen.
Well, they're suing governors who are trying to keep the state closed longer, so why not? I mean, you should be able to sue, and this is America, damn it.
But you should be able to sue someone's lives.
You should be able to sue anyone you want.
Who you know, and they do.
That's what lawyers are for.
That coffee was hot.
Yeah, you dumb. Never mind.
Yeah. Anyway,
put it in your lap.
Stop digressing. We're talking about.
I'm just trying to get lawyers more work. Like they don't have enough already.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you imagine the pile of shit that's going to come up after this thing is over, and how many lawsuits there are going to be? I cannot even.
Lawyers are going to be busy.
You know what? This is time for an overhaul of the legal system. Time for an overhaul of the climate system. It's time for overhaul. It's time for overhauls. It's
time for an overhaul of that.
Over. Wyatt? Over y'all. Hey, look at that Wyatt up there.
No, that
I see that bell.
That, I see that bell there.
I got to overhaul the bell.
Yeah.
Top of the hill. It took a long time to get here today, folks.
Yeah, it sure did. We had a headwind. It's that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it took us a whole beer to get to the top of the hill.
It's that one from Saturday that we didn't get out of. But we had so many beers today that
can you play, Mother?
We're going to have to defer a couple of the beers to next show. I don't.
Oh, sure.
This is Black Husky, I think, yeah?
This is Black Husky.
We had Tim on the show a couple weeks ago. If you people didn't listen to that show, I recommend out of all the shows we've done, it's one of the top 5 for sure. Don't trip on my mouse. Look at my mouse. My mouse is so wonderful. It's a Logitech Marathon M720 that can control three computers. Not at once, but at least you can shift between them.
You have 3 different USB dongles that attach?
I don't. It's Bluetooth.
It's Bluetooth. Oh, it's the Bluetooth.
That said, I got to be honest. I love the Logitech dongle. That thing is like...
The universal dongle is fantastic.
It's the best thing in the world.
Let's not nerd talk. This is not
as little latency as there is in Bluetooth, there is none in the dongle.
Right.
As far as I know. Yeah. It just feels better. It's the one thing Tony and I agree on in the tech world is freaking
the Logitech derived.
Logitech.
Dongle.
Dongle. The one thing I got to give it shit for, though, is they don't have a USB-C version yet. So you have to have this stupid little cord to plug it into the USB-C. Or in my case, Thunderbolt 3, which, by the way, is better than USB-C.
And back to bikes.
Hey, we nerd about bikes. We nerd about computers.
Yeah,
Mike
was
nerding about music before and Code Monkeys. And
kind of excited about the e-bike that's going to have very little computer requirement.
So did I get through my psychic derailleur thing with Chris? Just that he has a similar model. And best thing is he's going to be on the show either next week or the week after.
Nice.
I'm not sure which one yet. But if you get a chance, maybe do a little previewing of his YouTube channel. He's not quite a Grant Peterson, but he ain't far behind. So he's got a lot of ideas about stuff and very entertaining. And I say, go see the psychic derailleur on the YouTube. or go to their website, thepsychicderailer.com, or check, don't. I don't really out. Care, but I'm just you saying
should.
You should.
Should care.
So we so care. We had the top of the hill, and this black husky is.
It is so vain at 7.2%.
So
that's so vain.
So do you think in their various you think
that this beer is about is it, you?
They've had vain before.
Yes,
they've had it for a while.
Vain is a regular carry. Yep,
do you think it's always the same, or do you think each batch is just slightly different? Like somebody,
I'd be disappointed if it wasn't slightly different. Because that's big beer then.
Did
that's
you have that? Though. Were you at the vein in 2021 when that batch was really good?
And, oh, it was extra I
remember
strong.
Remember those guys. It's well, like being it's like being a deadhead. You have to have every
that's
every batch.
Yeah.
Okay. Like the DeKreutz and pumpkin porter, where that thing clocked in at a
way more than they said. Because isn't that where I fell off the chair?
Yeah, beautifully.
Isn't there a sign about that? Like right there.
Yes, indeed.
Oh yeah, I have one in the shop from the pumpkin porter.
Yeah,
from down there.
I had invited people, and they were I don't know. They didn't listen to everything I said in what I was speaking of, and it wasn't. Oh man, I thought the person was going to be playing, and it's like no. I would be. I would have led
first
with
of
that.
All, I wouldn't tell you, so I can hog them all to myself.
Yeah. But yeah, that was an epic. High octane. But yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, I think he said
if it stays within the same. Yeah, he said like in the 11s.
Well, it was. I think they're breweries in North Carolina, and he made mention of transporting alcohol across state lines or liquor,
yeah.
Not alcohol or something.
It's so it's coming to a certain percentage.
I think it might have been a little on the high side or something.
So they recorded it the low to get it over the border.
I don't think they made any mention of it.
Yeah.
And by the way, this was I don't know 10 years ago. This was a while back.
More than that, I think. No, wait, 2014. I thought.
Whatever. I think my concussion is over by now. I don't remember falling off no damn stool.
Funny, I don't either, and I did it right here.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't beer related, though, probably. Maybe.
Maybe.
So James brought his guitar over here.
Guitar.
You want to do a little guitar picking?
Maybe a little bit.
Or
scratching. Do it. Put it into JK's mic right there. Just put that mic down there.
Turn
and let
that
him,
mic down.
Let's see what that sounds like. I'm kind of curious.
Turn that beat back.
We're all stuck here and you know we can't go to our bars, well, I host an open jam and a couple other bars host an open jam and they're struggling to do what they need to do. Check them out. Check out what your bar's doing on social media, whatnot. They might be open for carry out for growlers.
Here's another thing I've seen really popular, at least in Milwaukee, and I'm sure it's happening elsewhere, is like Big Smith doing the thing for Newport where he does an online concert by himself, but donate because you're seeing Big do his thing.
What?
James is doing his thing. He normally hosts a Thursday or Tuesday open jam at Thurman's down there on Milwaukee's fashionable Brady Street district. There you go. Point that thing right. Point it. Point it right there. Hey, you go. Oh, that's quite directional. There you go. More pointing is better. Oh, you got your earphones on. You can hear what it's doing. How weird is that?
Ladies and gentlemen, we also call this a beer break.
Maybe if James let us know ahead of time, we could have set up a mic for him. Holy crap.
Wow, everything's happening. We got a phone call. Phone's ringing, dude.
Oh. And back to our confused radio programming. Tony, how is the game going over there?
It's not a game, it's your fucking cousin.
Same.
DiNardo, he has a...
Hello, DiNardo.
Actually, wait, this is bike-related, as a matter of fact. DiNardo sends me this picture of his bike. I'm going to show you this wheel. You can look at it from a socially distanced acceptable. Yes. And you'll notice that in the center of the axle there is a grease fitting.
Huh.
This is for a 1936 wooden-wheeled track bike.
Oh.
So you just fill the bearings and keep the bearings greased up that way. I mean, it's crazy, but it works. I mean, it's old technology. You fill it with full of grease, you know, but it goes to show you. I mean, it's a solid axle. I mean, not a solid in that it doesn't have a quick release, so you can, yeah, that's.
Is axle grease made of people?
Aquel.
Is baby oil made of babies?
Are Girl Scout cookies made of real Girl Scouts?
No, the only thing Girl Scouts have ever done for you is take your money and make you fat.
And rarely at that. I've never
happens because I'm not a big fan. But
yeah. I've never drank the Kool-Aid or eat the cookie or whatever little analogy metaphor.
Right.
Oh yeah, but I mean, it's not like I freak out as many freaking people do. Where it's like, oh my god, I have to get these things, the Thin Mints. And
oh god, no, I hate that.
The coconut macarons or blah, 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 blah. And even when I got them, I mean, Thin Mint, yeah, I could wrap my head around that. I can wrap my head around that one. But everything else was all...
The peanut butter ones, yeah, they're all right.
They had a lemon
one. They're not all
that. They had a lemon one when I was growing up. Like a lemon bar-ish, lemon cookie. That was like a sugar cookie kind of thing, but a little lemon tinge to it. And of course, I went bye bye. As all things that I love.
All things JK approved go bye bye.
This is the hole where love used to live. I what is in this? That's 7.1. Yeah.
Claim it's 7.172, but like Tim said,
what's this little piece of paper floating in here?
He's like, I left you something. Yeah, Tim's always like, I kind of like my beers heavy. It's like, I honestly think you might stretch the truth on your, percentage volumes on your beers. Because sometimes I'll have two beers there and be like, oh, God, I'm struggling to get home now.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, it's like the DeSantis, that grape ale, that 8%er. So delicious. And it slides. And it's hard. It's 8%. That slides. And I don't care after
That was Mike. He is confirming that his bike will accept the thick slick in the 29x2.1.
Nice.
Tony recommended the thick slick when we were talking tires. I'm like, I love the hell out of that slick. That thick.
You got to get yourself a thick slick.
How do you say thick slick? Thick slick.
With a lisp?
Thick slick.
Thick slick with a lisp.
What'd you guys talk about while I was gone? Did you talk about anything interesting?
No.
Probably not. I'll have to listen to the show to find out what I missed.
There you go. We talked about Girl Scout cookies.
Is that dope or?
No. Girl Scout cookies and the fact that
where your head's at.
The other thing we were pondering is baby oil made from babies?
Wait a minute.
Well, Girl Scout cookies are weed, I guess.
I don't know if that's in this.
It is a strain, so.
I did not know.
Somehow we managed to do it again. I don't know how we do it every week. Week in and week out, folks. We managed to waste a half hour or better of your time.
Thank you for listening.
Happy Earth Day.
Thank God you're here to hear it.
Happy Earth
Day. Hey, tune in either next week, probably, or the week after when we actually have an interesting show with Chris from Psychic Derailer.
Our shows are interesting, goddammit.
And call in. You know the number.
Yeah. Says the one guy that listens to it. Tony.
It says 717.
727-2453. That's
no bike. Spells bike.
Hey, if anybody called in today, I probably would have missed it because I'm not even looking at the thing.
If you called in, we'd love you.
I guess we need a fourth person to be our...
If you didn't call in, we love you.
They would sit here and do nothing for a half hour, but...
Go like this when a call comes in.
Right?
That'd be their job.
At the old studio,
Producing. That's producing.
Remember at the old studio, we had that glass window and we had... We had Uncle Rich in there. Being the call screener guy. That was hilarious.
That was interesting.
Cracky. You ought to go back and listen to some of the later episodes of the Weekly Dose of Fat if you haven't listened to them. Up to show 125, I think we were doing pretty well. I don't know about after that because JK and I kind of did this.
Witness Protectness Program.
We didn't do it anymore.
Unplugged from Matrix-ish.
Yeah, it was sort of
a little bit.
Witness Protection Program.
From that part.
You're going to want to go ahead and listen to that show anyway, though. That's some interesting
folks. Reattached to different parts of the...
Troposphere. Thing. The Troposphere.
I watched Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 today. So I'm...
Wow, you've got a lot of time in your... hey, to your dining room office.
I like have to keep watching the Marvel Cinematic Universe in order.
That's a good one, too.
That's something my daughter told my son he had to do before he could watch whatever movie. No, yeah. You have to start at the beginning.
Exactly.
There is something to be said about that.
Yeah. All right. Well,
All right.
He doesn't have 48 years to get through all this shit, but.
I'm 52.
Well, maybe he does. I guess he does. You could
do it in a week.
Yeah, right now he does, for sure.
I'm stretching it out like an advent calendar. One a day.
All right, everybody.
That's because it's holy.
It's time to go because now people are just rambling.
Ramble on.
Look, a blue car.